You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall Psych on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic, all the way from the Gold Coast here in Australia. And it's actually quite a chilly little morning here as we're heading into autumn. You know, can always sort of tell in April that the weather starts to change and get cooler, and my temper gets shorter because I don't particularly like the cold. But anyway, we have to have a change of seasons. Change is good. And it's one of those things that I think as human beings, we sort of say, oh, I don't want change. But we really do want change. We want things to change in our lives. We want better money or better health or better life or a new relationship or whatever. We are all seeking, constantly seeking change, even though we say that we don't particularly like change. So this week, the Simply Tarot card of the week is the Five of Pentacles. Now, this is a rather unusual sort of card because it is the card that says delays around money. Now, delays doesn't mean that everything's come to a stop or a standstill. It just means if you're waiting on something, you're waiting on an electronic transfer or a check arriving in the mail, there may be a slight delay for this. It's not saying it's impossible. It's just saying just be patient. It is coming. A few little delays around money, a few little hiccups, a few little things not going quite the way that you wanted them to, but they'll soon pass and things will be back to quote normal. The secondary meaning of this card is coming in from the cold. Now, for many of us that we've been experiencing many different ups and downs, particularly in 2024, it's been a very big concentration of energy sitting in sort of almost a stagnant position. And I know from the people that I work with around the world are telling me that they feel stuck. Well, this is the card that's going to bring us all unstuck. We're going to be all coming in from the cold. Things are going to start to move. Things are going to start to change. We're going to start to feel as if we can start to move things along for 2024, which is a good thing. But it's also been teaching us, I think, that terrible word, patience. And it's not one of my favorite words. I'm not a very patient person. But I've learned over the years, if you go with the flow and you work with patience, it doesn't become so insurmountable. It's like, okay, I would have liked it yesterday and it hasn't happened today. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow. And it gives us something to look forward to. And if you can sort of loosen up a little bit on that word patience and be comfortable of going with the flow of the universe and your ebb and tide, then life does start to flow a lot easier. Instead of us getting so frustrated and saying nothing ever goes right, maybe we're ahead of the time. Maybe we need to just sort of slow down, come in from the cold in our own time frame, and then the delays that we might be experiencing around money might start to free up also. So it is a positive card, even though it sort of looks negative and it looks like they're standing outside the front of a church there waiting to come in out of the cold. They possibly are. But, you know, in today's world, not many of us stand at the front of churches waiting to come in out of the cold. We have busy lives and it has a more modern meaning for us, even though it's a very old design of a card. Now, look, for weeks now, I've been talking about the astrological sort of, not a slump, but where everything's been clumped together and it seems to have been a very, very long time. And as I've mentioned on the show before, in the 40-odd years I've been working with astrology, I've never seen such a concentration for such a long period of time. It's obvious that it's meant to be because there's things that need to be sort of sorted out in people's lives around the world. It can't move forward until we start to sort of break up this concentration. Now, you know, the thing that's changed in the last 7 days is that Sun has moved out of Aries and it's now gone into Taurus. So happy birthday to all the Taurians. And I have plenty of Taurians in my life. And it's a nice time of the year because it's when things slow down just marginally. We can all catch our breath after the very intense Aries time where everything was in a hurry and everything had to be done yesterday. Now we can sort of slow down the pace a little bit. Not come to a standstill, but slow it down a little bit that we can catch our breath. So the Sun is actually in Taurus. So again, happy birthday to all the Taurians. Now, we have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, opportunity and luck, is also in Taurus, holding hands or conjunct. Uranus, the planet of the unusual and the unexpected. Now, Uranus is like a bolt of lightning. It can come out of nowhere. It can bring good or it can bring not so good. So depending on how you're handling the energy, to whether the rewards are coming to you or is it going to be a negative effect on you, that is entirely up to you. So when we're talking about this energy, we're mainly talking about the earth sign. So it's Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and the opposite sign is Scorpio. Now, just because we've got Jupiter here doesn't mean Jupiter's going to make everything right and everything, you know, is going to fill up your bank balance and make you a very rich person. It means you have to be very aware of what you're sending out to the universe. If you are becoming too greedy, then Jupiter can actually work in the opposite way, because Uranus here says, if you've been too greedy and you've been nasty to somebody, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And that goes for all of those signs. It filters out, it washes out over the other remaining signs, but not as intense. If you've been a good person and you've been doing everything the right way and you've been trying to be kind and help people, then Jupiter can bring rewards here and can bring rewards very, very suddenly. So we need to be very aware that Taurian energy is about money, is about what's mine's mine and what's yours is mine. And sometimes the Taurian energy can hang on to things way past the use by date, or wants to hang on to things because of a very selfish reasons, doesn't like to share. Now, this is why I'm warning, if you are in a position where something needs to be shared, make sure you do it willingly, because otherwise Uranus might come along and snatch the lot out of your hand and say you don't deserve that, even though you think you deserve it. And, you know, it should have been a win for you. It's now going to be a loss because you've been too greedy. So just be very aware of that energy, please. We also have still quite a concentration sitting in Aries, but I want to talk about Mercury retrograde first before we go into the Aries part, which Mercury retrograde is in Aries. It's been there coming to the end of a three-week retrograde phase. Now, retrograde means going backwards. Now, when Mercury is going backwards, we have the following. Telephones don't work, cell phones don't work, laptops, iPads, any form of communication. Emails get lost, messages don't get through, your phone breaks, the power goes off. Anything that you can think of that will delay any sort of communication or make it more difficult can happen under this time. I'm pleased to say that we've only got a couple more days. This is going to finish on April 25. Or the 25th of May, April, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. So we only have a couple more days of Mercury retrograde. This has been a very, very intense Mercury retrograde because it's been in Aries. So Mercury's been quite fiery and outspoken and short-tempered and wanting everything done yesterday. And the retrograde process has been people haven't had their listening ears on. People say, yeah, I know what you're saying, and cut you off. They get aggressive, they get angry or whatever. And half the time they haven't really listened, haven't absorbed what you've said and haven't given you the answer that's required. So you've got to go back again and battle the beast again to try and get an answer out of them, or send the same email 15 times because nobody is responding to it or answering it, or just plain they didn't get it. So it's not the easiest time. If you're signing a contract, make sure that you read the fine print, that you make sure that, you know, everything's where it should be, that all the zeros are where they should be or whatever, and make sure that everything goes through smoothly. It's not saying that you can't do business under a Mercury retrograde. What it's saying is be very, very aware that everything is as it should be. If you need to read a contract at this time, please read it out aloud to yourself. That way, hopefully, if there is a typo or something like that, that you will actually pick it up. Now, going back to the Aries concentration, we've got the North Node, which is not a planet, which is connected with how we should be aspiring forward. So this is affecting all fire signs. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the opposite sign of Libra, then it washes out over the other eight signs. It's not quite as intense. So the North Node is asking us or showing us the way forward, the way that we can improve ourselves in our lives to become better people, the things that we should be aspiring to. Now, because this North Node is conjunct or holding hands Mercury, that is going retrograde, that I just spoke about, then communication can be a little bit tricky under this sign, because maybe people haven't got their listening ears on, as I said. Maybe it's just sort of something that's too painful. They don't want to talk about it. They want to avoid it. Whatever the case may be aware, people might become a little bit hot under the collar. So Mercury is also conjunct or holding hands Chiron. Now, Chiron is not a planet. It's what we term as one of the Arabian parts, and it's where we look for where you are wounded in your chart or what are the karmic lessons that you're bringing forward that you need to heal to become a more complete soul in this lifetime. So the communication is a very key part here of this. And sometimes even an argument is a good form of communication because it clears the air. We all finally know where we stand. We might have got a bit hot under the collar, but at least the air's clear and we can move forward. So Chiron is doing an awful lot of healing here. And I know from a lot of people that I've worked with around the world, people are saying to me, Amanda, I don't understand why I'm digging up stuff that happened 30, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago. Why is this happening? Why is it I go to open my mouth and give a simple explanation and the next thing you know, I've written three novels? This is part of the healing of Chiron. So don't stop it. We haven't got much more of this to go. So let's get the maximum benefit out of this. Now, Chiron is also conjunct or holding hands Venus, the planet of love and affection. But Venus is not always where we look for a love partner. Venus is where we look for the things that bring us joy, the things that we love to do in our lives. So maybe at the moment we're being asked to find something that really gives us pleasure, that can take the edge off this very intense configuration. You know, put some music on the turntable, watch a movie, go for a walk, take yourself out for coffee, do something, just give yourself that little break that then you can come back and look at the intensity of everything that's going on in maybe a little bit easier sort of fashion and not be so tough on yourself. Now, finally, I want to talk about the moon. Now, the moon is an emotional energy. It's a luminary. It's not actually a planet. And this changes signs every 2.5 days. So the moon moves around the zodiac very, very quickly. And the moon governs all of us. We all have emotions, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, whether we're having a good day or a bad day. It's governed by the moon. Now, the moon at the moment is conjunct or holding hands with what is known as another one of the Arabian parts, which is known as the part of fortune. Now, this is sitting in Virgo, so it's going to affect Virgos, Capricorns, and Tauruses, and the opposite sign of Pisces. Now, it's saying emotions are running high at the moment, but it's also a very positive running high. It's sort of like we can really analyze our emotions. We can get to the bottom of things that have maybe been troubling us or we've been working through for a very, very long time. It's showing us the way forward. And sometimes, even though the emotional planet, the moon, moves so quickly, sometimes we are dealing with an issue or a situation that drags on for months or years. And we have different ways that we approach it or we feel about it. You know, every couple of days we might feel about it in a different way. And that's because of the moon. Now, what it's showing me here is with the moon in Virgo conjunct the part of fortune, it's showing me that we can have a very logical, practical, down-to-earth way of looking at our emotions at the moment, that we can do it in a way that we're taking, in a sense, the emotion out of it, the heat out of it, the sting out of it, and we're looking at it in a very calm way and sort of saying, well, look, I've done everything I can do. Now I've just got to sit back and let the planetary configurations do their magic. Let the chips fall where they fall. I can't do any more. So if you've been feeling a little bit stressed out in the last few days with the moon, you've now got a good 36 hours where things are going to start to feel a lot calmer because the moon is in Virgo. So I want you to sort of look at that and feel that energy and sort of say, oh, good, I can exhale now and I can just sort of relax and regather my thoughts and, you know, get down to something that maybe can bring me some pleasure. We're going to take our first caller, which is Billy in Alfred in New York. Are you there, Billy?
Hello.
Hello, Billy. Hi, sweetie. Do you have a question I can answer for you?
I guess maybe how to deal with health in my family. We're struggling here and there.
I'm sorry to hear that. Health is one of those tricky issues by different laws in different states and different countries. We're not technically allowed to cover it. But what I can do is look at it from an energetic level, Billy, and help you that way, that I can sort of give you some guidance in that direction. It's really interesting because the first thing that they're showing me is that there's a lot of change coming up around the family. So is there family members that are experiencing change at the moment that may be a little bit resistant to it or a little bit stubborn when it comes to making a decision or making a change, but they know they've got to do it because it's sort of almost like I'm being pushed and pulled. You know, I'm being dragged to do this. You know, it's time now that we've got to start sort of making some changes. It's interesting, though, because I feel a lot of the family pressure falls on your shoulders. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I feel tired. I really do feel tired for you. It's like I want to go and have a good sleep.
Yes, I am definitely tired.
Well, I do
a lot of traveling, so.
Right. Okay. But I think, you know, but I think overall, I think the message coming through here for you, Billy, is that you've got to start looking after you a little bit more.
Moving where?
You've got to look after you a little bit more, because if you go down, then everybody else goes down around you, and it's time to look after
you. Right.
And I know that's not easy. You know, it's easy for me to say, you know, make sure you take care of yourself. And you say, well, gee, I've got this and that and the other to do in my life. Plus I've got work and I'm traveling and I'm doing this and I'm trying to do the very best for everybody in the family. There's only 24 hours. Can I suggest to you even 5 minutes, just taking 5 minutes for you to do something that gives you pleasure, or sit down and listen to a piece of music or read a book or do nothing for 5 minutes, can have the greatest effect on us, that it's like having a really good holiday. If we get into that practice of just even 5 minutes a day, can be really rejuvenating. So is there something coming up in the family around August that we're sort of hoping for some good news around then?
No.
Okay, because they keep showing me August and they've got it like a banner. You know, like we put a banner in a sky on an aeroplane, and they've got the month of August, and I couldn't quite how to interpret that. It was just sort of like they kept showing me this, you know, I've got August in big letters and it's like a celebration. So I'm not sure how to tie that in.
Okay. With my husband is in August, so what?
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's marvelous. But I think there's something more. It's like we're really collectively as a family, we're very excited in August.
Okay.
So something wonderful must be going to be bestowed then on the family, because it's sort of like if we can get to August, then everything's okay. It's like that's the real turning point. So I'm going to take that not just that you and your husband celebrating your anniversary, which is marvelous, but also maybe that there's some really big news in the family where maybe people are turning a corner health-wise, and, you know, we can start to all become positive again, that things are starting to move and progress forward, and, you know, there'll be a little bit less on your shoulders, I think, Billy. I think that's what they're trying to show me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, because you've been so tired. But also they're showing me that there's some extra money coming this year. So have you been sort of working towards improving your own personal finances?
We've been working pretty hard. So that's nice to hear, actually.
Yeah, and it's going to continue on. It's not like a short-term thing. This is going to go on for a very long time. It's like all of a sudden you're being rewarded for the hard work that you've been doing. Yes, you've been putting the effort in, but now we're starting to see the progress, and we're starting to see the progress is sustainable for the longer term. It's not just a short-term, like a sugar hit. This is long-term. We can bank on it. And that's really great. Mm-hmm. So I wish you and your family every happiness, and I wish everybody good health. That's where we're going to leave Billy now in Alfred in New York. We're going to talk with Darlene in Winnipeg in Manitoba in Canada. Are you there, Darlene?
I am, yes. Hello.
Hello, sweetie. Do you have a question I can answer for you?
I hope so. Well, I'm just wondering what's next for my family. Like We've had a horrible last 5 years, and I'm just wondering if things are going to take a turn and be better for us.
They're definitely going to take a turn. And as you were saying that, they were showing me the symbol of endings, change and transformation in the biggest possible form that they could show me, that I couldn't miss it. I couldn't not sort of see what they were trying to show me from the other side. So, yes, I'm terribly sorry that your family's been through such a difficult time. And it hasn't just been on one level. It's been on lots of different levels, hasn't it? Every time you've got up, somebody's knocked you down again. And each time you go to get up, it's been a little bit tougher than the time before. there's no real answer to that. Sometimes people go through a concentration of a lot of things very quickly. My personal view on that is it's like the universe is trying to get your lessons out of the road. Instead of, you know, over 20 years, they're doing them in five, and you sort of think, yeah, well, that's great. When you come out the other side, it's great, but not when you're actually experiencing them. They're also sort of showing me that finances are going to start to ease off a little bit too. Things have been very, very tight in the finance department also, haven't they? And
they have been, extremely.
And I'm not saying we're out of the woods yet, but what I'm saying is we can finally start to see the progress that's being made, you know, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and it's like, keep going. I know it's tough, but keep going. By the end of this year, you're going to look back and say, phew, I don't know how we got through that, but we got through it. We've come out the other side, and we're starting to see hope. You know, we're starting to see the sunshine coming in, that, you know, things in life in general, in not just the finance department, but in every other way, are starting to blossom again. And that's good. Has there been a male around you that's been not so well?
Somebody sick? Yes, yeah.
Because they're showing me improvement there. They didn't show me cure. They showed me improvement.
Okay.
And
well, that would be good.
To me, at this point, that's probably as good as it's going to get. You know what I mean? If we get some improvement, then I think we're on the right path. Was this person hard to diagnose with what was wrong with them? What's been the reason why it's taken so long?
My oldest daughter has been struggling with, like, some infertilities. And then, I'm thinking that's what you're talking about, because she's been going through lots of doctor's appointments and stuff lately.
Okay, well, they're showing me we're going to finally get to the bottom of this, and we've got hope. We've got, you know, we've got something to hang on to now, where before I don't think that there was any real answers. So I'm really hoping this is for your daughter, because it really would fit very nicely with what the energy was that they were showing me, that sort of finally we've got hope. You know, like, infertility isn't necessarily something you cure, but you find a solution, you find a way around it to bring the joy of a baby into the world. So that's good, because to me,
my husband, he's also been having a hard time with diabetes getting.
Right, yeah, because it was a male they first showed me, and they said to me, there's no cure, but there's hope, like, you know, we're getting better. Things are getting better. So I think they've come through with two messages for you, one for your daughter, and I do think there will be a baby there, because they're showing me a baby in arms, somebody rocking a baby, grandma, which is good.
Oh, yay.
And that'll be wonderful. They've never shown me the sex, and let's leave that as a beautiful surprise. But they're also showing me with your husband, it's not necessarily something that he's been doing wrong. It's like, he has a resistance to the medication or something like that. They may need to change the type of diabetic medication, and then he becomes more balanced. It becomes more manageable for him. And, you know, that's not uncommon. You know, that they sometimes need to change the meds and you get a better result. It doesn't mean, you know, diabetes isn't curable. We all know that, not at this point anyway, hoping one day for a breakthrough with it. But, you know, just tweaking something or maybe changing something, he looks younger. So to me, that's his diabetes is being more managed, and that's good, because it does affect their facial features too. You know, if it's not managed properly and they've got too much sugar or too little sugar, it shows in their face. And I'm seeing a man here that's vibrant and alive again, you know, fresh-faced and sort of really sparkly, twinkly eyes, and that's good. And his mood will improve too. So, you know, things are certainly on the upward swing there, Darlene. I think, you know, the last 5 years, you'll soon be able to kiss that goodbye and just fling the doors open to the sunshine and the positive, wonderful new things that are coming your way, which is a good thing, because, you know, the whole family has been through their own struggles in all different ways. And it'd be just nice to be able to sort of cross the list off, you know, like, we've dealt with that, we've dealt with that, we've dealt with that, we've dealt with that. You know, finances are becoming a little bit easier. The other thing that they were showing me is that you and your husband that have been planning on making some changes to where you're living, even talked about maybe moving.
Yes. Yeah, we've been looking at that. Yes.
Yeah. That's going to come back up again. Not maybe next week. I'm sort of looking in the second half of this year, sort of more probably around July, August, September, where it really becomes intense again. I think up until then, I think we're just dealing with the tail end of the last 5 years. But by then, your husband's absolutely glowing. And it's sort of like, you know, they seem to have got on top of his diabetes and much more managed. And he's feeling a lot better in himself. And that's flowing through to you. And then, you know, with other areas of your life starting to sort out. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the news of being a grandma around that time too. It's just sort of like everything's just going into overdrive of positive, wonderful things starting to happen. And it's interesting because once your daughter has the first baby, I think there's going to be another two behind it very quickly. And it's like, wow,
oh my gosh.
It's clever to get one and now all of a sudden we've got a brood. But she's very happy about it. They both are. And that's the main thing. Everybody's going to be healthy and happy.
That's good.
So that's where we're going to leave it, Darlene. I wish you and your family very well. It's always difficult when people have issues in their lives, and we all do. There's nobody that escapes having issues in their lives from day to day, whether it's family, whether it's finances, whether it's your job, where you're living, or just even the stuff that's going on in your local environment. And, you know, there's lots of stuff that happens in local environments that affects each and every one of us. You know, there could be, you know, a massacre or a shooting or a bad car accident or something like that, something that sort of makes us stop and think how very fortunate that we are that it hasn't touched us personally, yet it still touches us emotionally. And we feel for the people that are going through the tragedy or whatever the case may be. And there seems to have been a lot of events going on around the world in the last 12 months where every time you turn the news on, it just seems to be doom and gloom and somebody's nearly ready to pull a trigger on a war somewhere. And you almost get to the point that you don't want to hear the news because you don't want to bring your day down. And I understand that, but we do need to still keep abreast of what's going on around the world and the things that are happening around us, because we all are part of the world. No matter where you live in the world, we are all so connected this day and age. The world is, you know, a much smaller place with all the technology, and we get sort of instant news that, you know, sometimes it can be very, very overwhelming. And that's why I think it's important to take at least 5 minutes out of your day just for yourself. Something that uplifts your soul, something that makes you feel better as a person. For me, it's music. I'm a big music fan, and I always have been, but I've always found that that can be very healing to the soul and help you just, that's my way of meditation. I put something on the turntable and have a few minutes and sing along, and sort of that clears my energy ready to do the work that I do. So this week, here in Australia on the 25th, we celebrate what's known as Anzac Day, and it's Australia and New Zealand Army Corps, and it goes back to the World War One and World War Two, and it's our remembrance sort of day where we remember the people that have fallen in wars. And it's, I don't like to call it a celebration. I like to call it that we're paying respect to the people that have fought for our amazing country and for New Zealand, and that we need to honour that. So this week I want to leave you with a very, very special song, a song that's very close to my heart. And I know it's very close to a lot of the people that have gone away to fight wars or be in war zones over the years. And it's one of Australia's most favourite singers, and he does the most beautiful version of this song I've ever heard. Mind you, I've heard a lot of versions of this song, and it's called You'll Never Walk Alone. And it's a beautiful rendition. It's almost a very spiritual experience when you hear John sing this. And the one I particularly like is one he did many, many years ago, and Kylie Minogue and a number of singers were together and doing a special concert for the troops. And this was a particular song, and to see, you know, the troops all singing along and waving to this is always, to me, very uplifting, but also reminds us of what we've been through as a country, as many countries have been that have been to wars over the years, that we should never ever forget. And we should always be eternally grateful for the people that sacrificed their lives to give us the type of place that we have this day and age. For me personally, I have a number of members in the family over the years that went to war and didn't come home. So it's always a very sacred day for me. So for everybody in Australia and New Zealand, please take a few moments and remember those that have fallen to give us the type of country that we have today. So until next week, bye for now.